I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
It is time for our interview with Park Road. How are you doing, Tom?
Doing good, thank you so much.
That's
Thanks
good
for
to
having
hear.
Me here.
Yeah, no worries. So we're here to talk about not only your latest single, but mainly your latest single, Every Night. So, how's the recording process for that?
Pretty much, it happened when we were recording the album, and we had kind of this back room when, like, people weren't recording their part. Obviously, you got a lot of free time sitting around where we'd just, like, start making music, and...
Yeah.
Leo, our guitarist and vocalist, as well, was just mucking around with this kind of beat, and then after we kind of finished all the tracking, it was pretty like late at night. I think it was around like 1 a.m. and we all kind of got into the studio and we were like, oh, this is cooking, like it came pretty quickly, and Carlos put in his like bass line, and then everyone started just like dancing around. But that
felt
was kind
like
of how
cracked it
came to life. Yeah, the bass line really made it come to life, which is,
It always brings it all together, doesn't it? So,
for sure.
You guys had a really busy summer, didn't you? You were playing all over the show. Can you just tell me about some of the bands you've played with, some of the groups, some of the events even?
It was definitely like our biggest summer that we've played so far.
Yeah.
We played on the main stage at R&V, like I think it was like 5:30 or something, and that was like insane. It was probably the biggest crowd that I think we've ever played to, and then we played this festival with Foals, which were a real cool band, and then just I think we played like over 10 shows.
That's
just
great.
All these, it was so sick.
Yeah, did you have a favorite? What was your highlight? R&B? R&B was a highlight?
R&B was definitely my highlight, I'd say. In terms of like overall festival, one of my favorites was Homegrown, in Wellington. Just like the all New Zealand vibe felt real like special, and just getting to enjoy the rest of the festival was probably one of my favorites as well.
Yeah. That's cool, man. So you guys actually released a music video for Every Night a month ago, is it? I had a watch of it. It looked like you had a really fun time recording that. Could you tell me where that was recorded? Who was involved?
It was kind of like we got the brief from the guy who was doing the music video, Dylan Pritchard, and it was like a cool idea, but we were kind of like, okay, we want to go a little bit like weird on this one, or a little bit different. So we ended up just getting together and watching a bunch of music videos that we liked, and then creating this crazy like concept idea for this like spy / like villain kind of plot. And then I think it ended up with like us turning out to be aliens, and like an electric guitar solo with like laser beams coming out of it. But we had to kind of rein it down a bit, and kind of define it.
It was getting
a little bit refined. What was that, sorry?
Was it getting a little bit too over the top, a bit too much creative freedom, you think?
Yeah, and budget as well was probably gonna be a bit tricky on the ideas, but yeah, we ended up filming at a bunch of locations. One of the scenes is actually in my mum's like art studio. She's a sculptor.
Cool.
And so if you see like some of the last scenes, there's this big kind of like number 8 wire sculpture in the background, which ended up looking real dope. And like
that was done by your mum?
Done by the mum.
Shout out to mum.
And then, we did it in like an art at some parts, just like on the street in an office, and
Cool. And you're going over to Australia soon. to tour with the Ryans.
Sure are.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be a great time. It looks like a hectic schedule. You're up and down the coast, up and down the country for a couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yeah. It's like going to be our first like international proper show, so super excited. Been a dream to like get over there for so long.
Yeah.
But yeah, just pretty busy, but hopefully we'll have a bit of time to hang out and get to see Australia as well.
Yeah, man, that'll be sick. I noticed you guys haven't, the last EP you released was 2022. Anything in the works? Are you going to put some singles together? Any albums for us even?
We've got an album coming, yeah.
Oh, big news.
It's been ready for a while, and yeah, it'll probably be out in May, so pretty soon we'll release one more single, I think, before. But yeah, that's been a huge like thing that I just really want to get out. Super excited for that. And to play the songs around the place and see it come to life.
That's great. Anyway, I think we'll end the interview there. Thank you for joining us, Tom. It's been a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Wish you all
me.
The best. I hope you enjoy your big international tour of Australia. I'm sure that'll be a great time. Anyway, here's Park Road, Every Night.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast, but find more at r1.co.nz.